This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Otlock Notcha.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah. Spider-Man.
One of a few gods of all spiders.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the main one.
Yes.
Otlock Notcha is the main spider god.
Yeah.
Basically a big spider.
A big spider, who in its default, you know, its general grind, is to spend its days, building a fantastic web that bridges an unguessably deep chasm for unknown purposes.
And when it finishes,
when it finishes its grim chore, the world will end, or so they think. Love it.
Yep. That's really great.
Yeah.
I don't like that it never wants to be interrupted from this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of the concepts that comes across in this a lot of times in this book is like bored gods or boring sounding gods, where like they're not boring as concepts, but they seem like they'd be boring to be them. You know, like this wouldn't be that fun to be Otlock Notcha.
Maybe, but you have human cares and you know other stuff. You're not operating. You don't know how important the work is.
I know. Thank you for shutting down a fun tangent I was planning on deploying whenever we needed it for the rest of the season.
Boom!
Boom! No jokes for you. don't try to, you know, what is the show if not trying to know the unknowable? Like, it is all unknowable things.
So, I know this is the thing that usually happens in Everything to Guppy. Not so much yes and. That time I decided no, never.
Yeah, no, never. No, well, in that case, I guess we just have to talk about biting.
Yeah.
They bite you.
They bite you.
Yep. Tyler Perry's He Bite You. and he will bite you and pierces through your armor, mm-hmm. and sucks out your organs and strength and stuff. And you probably die, but not necessarily.
I love the idea of having your organs sucked out first. Oh, yeah, my kidneys.
Yeah, I don't want to lose my organs.
No.
I use them shits.
Mm.
You know, most of them.
Yeah. It would be boring to build a bridge, specifically like a bottomless chasm. If you're capable of doing it, it does not seem like it would like land on the right part of the like Csikszentmihalyi flow chart. Right.
Yeah.
You know, there's a low, just a low engagement, low difficulty.
Yes.
And
it would be very, very boring.
Yeah. Not a lot of good, decisions. Kind of like just playing like World of Goo, for eternity.
But with like a non-designed world of goo.
Yes.
Like there's no stakes. It'd be like playing kicks, but without the little thing that, without the kicks, you know, without that little, I think that's what the critter is called in that.
Maybe.
It's kicks, but it would just be very easy.
Yeah.
And that's why he probably gets so annoyed when he gets interrupted and like webs you up.
Yeah. And then sucks at your kidneys. What I don't like is when the fantastic land is just kind of like pinpointed on the map. Like, oh yeah, Hyperborea, just Greenland.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. Makes it less. I don't have an awful lot of stereotypes about Greenland. I do not necessarily associate it with that kind of magic. That's Iceland, because that's where Bjork's from.
Yeah, and Bjork is probably a worshiper.
I mean, if not a great old one herself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The so there is a cult. This is our first one with like a major cult.
Yes.
Right. And the cult. It is believed that this creature rules over all spiders, perhaps because of its bodily form. I'll follow the trail of breadcrumbs that leads me to believe that Otlock Notcha, the giant spider, is associated with spiders by just kind of connecting the dots here.
Oh.
You know, like corkboard. No cult among the humans, but it will give sorcerers spells if they try to summon it, which I really love.
Yes.
So it's very mercurial, like a spider.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I disturb a spider in real life and it's trying to do a web.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gives me spells. Sometimes it eats me.
Yeah. That's why you can hover 3 inches off the ground if you concentrate.
Yeah. I just imagine like Nodens, like a big god, like taking out like Naka and putting him outside in a napkin.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.